staying on message on tax cuts. All of Washington is debating them. Consumers are on pins and needles.
Which message will cut through the noise, though?
On average, we'd be giving them $100,000 for people making $1 million or more, which in and of itself would be okay, except to do it, we'd have to borrow $700 billion over the course of 10 years, and we just can't afford it.
Let me be real clear here. The Republican position in the Senate has been, and I believe virtually all Republicans in the House believe, that this is not the time to raise taxes on anybody in America.
As primary voters go to the polls, what tax cut message is sticking?
And what chance is there that Congress will get anything done? Voodoo economics and voodoo politics. Tax cut mojo.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We'll fuse politics and economics in a discussion of tax cuts in a moment. It's Tuesday, September 14th.
And let's get right to the top of the news. Some moves being made on the Mideast chessboard this morning. First, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Egypt. She's trying once again to solve the Middle East's biggest riddle. And she's joined by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. They're starting the second round of face-to-face talks today. Topping the list of contentious issues, an Israeli freeze on settlements in the West Bank. It expires in less than 2 weeks. Abbas says he'll walk out if construction resumes there. While that push for peace continues, the White House is asking Congress for the go-ahead to sell up to $60 billion worth of sophisticated warplanes to Saudi Arabia. It's a deal designed to counter the rise of Iran as a regional power, and it would represent the largest single U.S. arms sale ever approved.
BP crews have resumed drilling a relief well to permanently seal that blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. It will take about 4 days to seal it for good, say company officials. The federal government has claimed 75% of the spilled oil is just gone, but one researcher says she's found what she described as a slime highway on the sea floor.
I have yet to see a living shrimp, a living worm. Nothing.
Sounds like she's talking from the seafloor there. That's University of Georgia researcher Samantha Joy talking to ABC News. Patches of oil are 2 inches thick and stretch as far as 80 miles from the leak site. Meanwhile, the Pacific Gas and Electric Company says it's establishing a BP-like, but much smaller, $100 million fund for victims of last week's gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno, California.
No strings attached. It's theirs to use in any way, shape, or form that they want. We will not be asking them and will not ask them to sign any releases when they accept that.
PG&E President Chris John says the money is to help victims meet day-to-day needs while investigators figure out what caused the blast.
The primary season is coming to a close soon. Voters head to the polls in 7 states. Some of the most closely watched races involve Republicans, with Senate primaries in Delaware and New Hampshire and the governor's race here in New York. There's still one more primary, though, upcoming, and that's in Hawaii. For the first time, more women than men earned doctoral degrees in the United States. Women already hold a 3-2 majority in undergrad and master's degrees, but PhDs had been the final holdout. So, yeah. You know, settles the whole debate.
I guess. Men should just play tennis.
Women smarter than men. Yeah.
Rafael Nadal takes his place among the tennis giants.
Nadal on the defensive. Forehand wide from Djokovic. Nadal has created history.
Winning the U.S. Open last night, he's now won a career Grand Slam, the youngest to do so, and only the 7th man to do it for all time.
For me, it's a dream have the career Grand Slam, but it's more dream have the U.S. Open.
Nadal defeated Novak Djokovic for his 9th Grand Slam singles title. That's 7 behind Roger Federer. Got to catch up there, Rafael. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,544. The S&P opens at 1,121. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,285. This morning, we'll head below the border. Mexico's celebrating its bicentennial, but it's also in the middle of a violent drug war. What is the history and what is the state of the current moment in Mexico later on this hour?
But first, we're going to be looking at a big issue this November, whether or not President Bush's tax cuts for the wealthy will expire at the end of this year. The debate is changing. We'll talk about it in a moment.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.